Recording in progress. Okay, Onasdvar. So we're in the city of Onasdvar. I'm going to do a quick recap. We wanted to know, is Onasdvar really something aimed at, you know, like a continuation of regular Ona? Is it something that's like about somehow either financially correct, connected or parallel to that? Or is it really a totally different thing about like just not being nice, right? How do we view Onasdvar? So we saw really their approach is either way. If we look at the Psukim, it, you know, kind of it seems to be a very normal extension on Onas Mamon. If you rova shanim tarbe miknato, if you maota shanim tem it miknato, kimispar tvo to mocherlach, velo tonu ishetamito, viretem lokecha, kiniashamagai. Right? It's all one parsha. It's all talks about a sale of metalplan, a sale of karka, and then it kind of like says it again. Right? The Mishnah also says, right, kishim shona bemekachomemka, kachona bidvarm. Just like you have ona bemekachomemka, you have it even with just Dvarim, right? Which is mashma, it's the same sort of thing that you're doing, right? Just maybe not directly as part of an actual sale. Okay, question is how exactly does that work out? I think Mar also says, Frey onas mamun amor. He says, we have these psukim, lotenu ishet amito and altonu ishet achiv, right? How do I know that Lotono Ishet Amito is talking about Onas Dvarim and not Onas Mamon? In the Psukim, it sounds like it's talking about Onas Mamon. Answers the Gemara, it's because Hare Onas Mamon Amor, Hamani Mekayim, Lotono Ishet Amito, Onas Dvarim. Since we already know and already told us Onas Mamon, he must be expanding it into Onas Dvarim. Okay, but then once we're talking about an expansion, again, it seems like it's the same kind of Yesod, and we're expanding, we're broadening our horizons. But ultimately, it all comes back to the same principles of Onas Mamon. Okay. On the other hand, a lot of the cases in the Gemara clearly seem to be totally detached from that, right? Im haya bal tshuva al yom lo zechor ma'asecha rishonim, right? Don't make people feel bad. On the other hand, then it brings this case of chamarim mevakshim tvua mimenu, right? These people, these merchants who are coming and asking to buy wheat. And he says, go buy somebody, this other guy who is, I don't know, who is like, you know, I don't know, he owns a perfume shop. He has nothing to do with selling wheat, right? Or, lo yitla ino b'mekach b'shash ino dam. Don't go and ask this, like, you know, seller, like, well, how much does this cost? You know, like if I want this one, if I want that one, whatever. When you actually and I have no intention of buying, right? When you come in and like actually in a manner that implies that you're really in the market for it. So these cases, so the first case is clear. It seems to be totally have nothing to do with Onas Mamon. The second one actually has to do with Mamon. So maybe it's more kashur, right? The Meiri says, really? There's no connection. They Gilgo Ona. It's not really fully connected. It's really just kind of like on the way, since we were talking about Onah, we kind of ended up, right, getting sidetracked essentially. Oh, the Gilgal. Like we sidetracked into Onah. But then he says, you have not only Onas Mamon, where you take someone's Mamon, then you have Onas Dvarim, where you're also being Pogan in the guy's Mamon. The guy says, how much is this, right? The guy then says, it costs $20. Then he says, right, he can say, I actually can't afford that. I don't want it. Or like, I'm not really in the market right now. Like, it's been a bad month, right? Inu rotza likach. Or stop. Right, he's just not interested in buying one at all. So he's embarrassed to say, I don't really want it. Right. So instead, you can say, what? You want $20 for that? That's not worth it. That's a piece of junk. Mashpil lo mikho. Right. He's going to denigrate and insult the merchandise. Lomar she'eno shave kol kach. V'achirim shomim. V'nim segorim lo pseida. V'afil lo haya adam sham. Mikomakom hu matshricho mitzaro. So either other people then who are in the store are also going to hear you like saying that it's a piece of junk and it's not worth it, and then they're not going to buy. Or even if there's no one else there, at the end of the day, you're taking this guy's time and energy, right? Which is, it's not actually taking his money, but it's essentially a similar type of pigia. And then after that, it would nit galgelo not dvarim shalei vayshehu bedvarim. You shouldn't even embarrass people. Okay, so it's kind of funny on the one hand that the Miri makes a point of saying that there's this bridge case of onas dvarim, which is mamoni, right, which is pigia mamonit, and then into onas dvarim, which is purely like emotional. Right? The question kind of is like this. If you think like the Meiri, why is it that you want this like bridge case if it's really about insulting people, right? I mean, you could have like a v'hafta re'acha kamocha, you shouldn't say mean things, right? It's like a, it's you shouldn't be mean to people. Don't be mean to people. Fine, right? So say there is an issue of being mean to people. Don't be mean to people. If you, the onas mamon is don't cheat people, right? That's a dini mamon instead. This is like a, I don't know, I'd say like, almost an like an orachaim din wanagid, right? Like you just shouldn't be insulting and hurting people. But why build that bridge case where the onas dvarim causes a hefsid mamon, right? That's what's kind of funny to me is like, well, either say like, yeah, like onas dvarim is anything, right? It's about the personal, it's about the personal, like the insulting. It's not a mamonis din. Or say, right, that it has some sort of mamonis component. Why go out of your way to do both? You know what I'm saying?
Go back. I don't know if I exactly caught what you're trying to do here.
Meaning, what's funny about the Meiri, on the one hand, the Meiri says like, oh, really Onas Dvarim is like coming in as like a tangent from Onas Mamon, right? But then when he's explaining Onas Dvarim, he starts with saying like, oh, there's Onas Dvarim that actually is Gorim Lo Pseida Bidvarav. You're actually causing the guy monetary loss with your words, right? So even though you're not actually cheating him, you're causing him a loss, right, through your words and through your attitude, right? And then he says, oh, and then we're also going to talk about onas dvarim that has nothing to do with any monetary component. It's just that you're insulting the person and hurting his feelings, right? So if you think that onas dvarim is really just about insulting the person and hurting their feelings, so why not just skip straight to that? If you think onas dvarim is dafka like a din that extends onas mamon, so then you should have a problem with the fact with like the case at the end, right? Of like it's purely emotional, like that's kind of our issues. Like, so the Miri goes out of his way to make sure it's like, to be like, oh, there's this bridge case where it's dini mamonis, but then he's like, oh, and then there's also dini onas dvarim that has nothing to do with dini mamonis. Right? Is Niskalgil Onas Varm Shalei by Shev Dvarim that has nothing to do with what we've been talking about this whole parak. Like, that's a little bit of an issue. I think it kind of brings us back to the Rambam, what we talked about last time, because the Rambam says, right, call him Ma'ana Esager, Bein B'mamon, Bein B'dvarim, Over B'shlosh Alavin, Shenemar V'ger Lo Tone Ezeh Onas Dvarim, V'lo Tachatzenu Zeh Onas Mamon. As he says, if you're Ma'ana the Ger, either b'mamon or b'dvarim, you're over on these lavin, except, right, remember, lo telachatzenu is honas mamon. So if you are me'ane the ger, behonas divarim, you're also over on the isser of honas mamon, even though there's no mamon involved, right? Which was very, very shocking to us. And it became even more shocking to us because the Rambam doesn't see any, so let's say over here, right, the Miri said there's no kasher really between onas mamon and onas dvarim, right? Well, the Rambam here is saying there's very strong kasher because if you're over on onas dvarim, you're over on onas mamon, right? But when we come to what is included in onas dvarim, right, So we saw, so Rashi says, like this idea of lo yasi enu itza she'ino hogenes lo, lefi darko v'hanato shel yo'etz. Right? What's the case? It's where you give this guy advice, essentially, right, that is for your benefit and detrimental to him. So if I sell you something that's not really worth as much as it's, as I'm telling you it's worth, right, and I cheat you, that's onas mamon. If I, again, take advantage of you, right, not because I overcharge you, because I don't know, I trick you into doing something that's beneficial for me, but not necessarily beneficial for you, it's the same type of thing, right? Right? It's the same sort of taking advantage of your friend, right? One is you're taking direct financial advantage and by taking his money. And there's another where you're manipulating him, right? You're not taking his money directly, right? But you're getting some benefit out of it. I think like the equivalent in Israeli law, they have this like hakira between like actual bribery, right? Where you're actually like given money to do something, and breach of trust, where you have like a relation, you have some sort of business relationship or financial relationship with this person, and you also are mikadem certain like laws that are beneficial for them, right? He didn't pay you, he didn't bribe you directly to do these things, right? But you gain benefit, right? You're giving eitzah she'ina hogenes, right? To, let's say, the Medina, to like pass certain laws, which would be beneficial for someone who you have a business relationship with you, which will then benefit you, right? So it's not like a direct, like actual money, you know, it's like being given for this purpose directly, right? Well, yes, you know, eitzah she'ina hogenes l'lifi darkavana teo shel yo'etz. Right, it's still the same basic idea, right? You're taking advantage of somebody else. You're manipulating them not by overcharging them, but by getting them to sell something, do something in a way which is beneficial for you, even though it's not beneficial for them. And ultimately, it's a parallel. It's really the same as onas dvarim, just with less money involved. Yeah, Tila.
What do you think Rashi's makor is? Like, I'm just thinking, like, I could line up the Meiri and the Rambam in my head roughly with different parts of the Gemara, but is there anything in the Gemara or in the Psukim about advice, or would it just be like the general sentiment of misleading?
Well, think of it. Look, what are the Psukim's context, right? Kitim kirumim, kala mitecha, okanom yad mitecha, al tonu ishetachit. Don't take advantage of your brother, right? Of your fellow Jew. Right? Don't manipulate. Don't take advantage of him. Don't over, which we are taking as don't overcharge him. And then we say, right, you have to be mechashiv the sale based on the number of years that you're actually selling him. Again, and then it concludes v'lo tonu ishetamitah. So I think like the vibe from the psukim is very much, it's all part of the same concept of like hit, right? In a Hebrew, you say like litnatzel, to take advantage of linatzel slicha. Linatzel, to take advantage of your neighbors or your friends. So here too, it's you're taking advantage of this other person. You could take advantage of them by actually cheating them and overcharging them. You could take advantage, right, by in other ways, but ultimately the same sort of taking advantage for your own personal benefit of your friend.
Right. I understand.
What but are talking about?
Are any of the cases for Hanat Barim and the Gemara about taking advantage? Like, it seems to just shift tones, and it seems weird for Rashi to not acknowledge that.
Right, so good, exactly. So what's one of the problems then, the Gemara, right, a lot of the cases are very unclear about like how they're exactly onas dvarim, if you wanted to say it was like actual mamon. What's helpful about Rashi, because it's about taking advantage, all you have to do is say that in some way, right, you benefit. It could be social standing, it could be some sort of social disagreement, right, etc. If you somehow are using this other person's, you know, either misfortune or ignorance to do something, I think so one of the Rishonim, and it gives like the example, like you send them to the other person so that the other person will be to annoy the other person or to annoy them or something like that, right? So there's like sort of like a, even if you're not getting a financial benefit necessarily, right? But it's like you're annoying your competitor or annoying someone you don't like. Something like that also would like count potentially towards Rashi. You're having a fight with someone. You're like, oh, remember that you're a Ben Gerim or you're a Baal Tshuva, you know? So like, what are you even doing here? Get out of here, right? Something like that. So again, it's like a sort of like taking advantage of them and of something illegitimate, right?
But there's, so is there an Eitzah component?
Right. So in some of these cases, like the Eitzah component, or like, again, it doesn't necessarily have to be exactly like Eitzah, I think, for Rashi. It's more like taking advantage of them. In a certain sense, it is kind of like Eitzah, like you're saying, like, this matters. You're inferior because of X, Y, Z, right? Even though it's not true. I think for Rashi, though, you would need to get some sort of benefit out of it. I think for Rashi, if you're not getting any benefit out of it, if you're not doing it for your own hana, right? Even it could be even if you're just like, you just get a geschmack out of being nasty and horrible to people, which you shouldn't. But it seems like for Rashi, it's again, it's like really has to be like you're taking advantage of this other person. That's like part of it. While if it was just nasty, right, for no reason, and like you're not doing it for some sort of benefit, then it wouldn't be onas dvarim, because onas dvarim is really about taking advantage of the person, right? Sort of like how is there onas mamon if you don't realize that you're overcharging, right? Now again, mecher wise, maybe it would go back anyway because he has like financial rights. But if you think that it's like, no, like this is just against the rules of Mecha Chumemkar, so then it'd be like, it would still be Aser. If it's really about like taking advantage and cheating, so then if you didn't realize that you're overcharging, so then like you didn't realize, right? So you didn't do anything wrong. I think that would be part of a parallel question. So I think Rashi in Echanami would have to expand their definitions of like what we count of like as taking advantage, but as the broad scope. But ultimately, I think that's kind of where the direction is going to go. And it's like, it's somehow you're doing this for some sort of benefit, some sort of way of like, you know, even I think even if it's more of like even just like a nasty like benefit of just like you want to hurt this other person. But like has to be something that you're doing for your own benefit to the detriment of someone else. Okay, right. The Sfarno also looks pretty similar, right? Gnevas das ve'itzos ros afilu bili shum dror demona. He, as in, it doesn't even have to be where there's some sort of monetary component, right? Rashi, his emphasis was like there has to be there's like hana of the yoetz. There's hana of the me'ane, the ma'ane bedvarim. So the Sfarno adds in, it doesn't even have to be a monetary benefit. Right, ki ani Hashem Elokechem, ani Elokei HaKoneh v'Elokei HaMocher, u'makpid ali ani al ona shel kol echad mehem. Right now, but it's funny is that he connects it back to the Koneh and the Mocher. Right, onas dvarim is aser because I'm the God of the Koneh and the God of the Mocher. Because this is right, the ani Hashem Elokechem, the Gemara says, is about onas dvarim because it's maser lelev and right, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows whether or not you intended to be mean or whatever. So he's also adding in that it's still kinev about kinev astas and isas raus. Right? It's still about the Kona and the Mocher. It just doesn't have to be financial. It's the idea of we're expanding the scope of like taking advantage, right? But at the end of the day, it's still about taking advantage. And there's a Kona and a Mocher. There's a person who's like benefiting and a seller, right? Or someone who's trying to sell something, right? Like let's say a politician in many cases, right? Essentially, he's a mocha. He's trying to sell you something, right? So doing any of these sorts of onas dvarim things in order to like get political success would be part of this idea, like the gnevas das and eitzos raos. Okay, but he says like it doesn't have to be financial. So it's parallel, but not exactly. On the other hand, right, Targum Yonasan, right, says what's onas dvarim. Right, las tonun gvar yas chavre b'milim kashin. Right, do not lo tonu ishet chaviro. Right, b'milim kashos, as opposed to right, just that's how he translates the pasuk of lo tonu ishet achiv. It's don't say mean things, right? It's not about itzos, right? It's really, I think, is very strong. Hakira is between, is about itzara, is about like taking advantage and manipulating other people, or is it about being mean, right? Milim kashas, right? You're not allowed to be mean to other people. So according to Rashi, according to the Sfarno, it's don't take advantage of people, don't manipulate them. According to the Targum Yonatan, and we're also Rambam, right, in the Sefer HaChinuch, right, Shelo lohonos echa misrael bedvarim, Shelo nomar lisrael devarim sheyachivuhu v'yitzaru ki imbo koch le'azer mehem. Right, don't hurt people with words. Sticks and stones may break bones, right? Words are onas dvarim, right? Says the Rambam, Shelo yachivuhu v'yachisuhu v'lo yucho lamon v'bnei sheyitzbayish mehem. Cannot, I attack him with words, I will really, will pain him. Now, what's the problem that arises from that? Yes, Tehila, for you.
Can we read the Sefer Mitzvah together with the Mishnah Torah?
Exactly, right? What's the problem?
It just seems interesting that if we're making an all about Kev to the other person, we don't seem to be using any sort of monetary framework.
Exactly.
Or the Rambam is over you on both.
Exactly, right? The Rambam, just if I was going to tell you that there's like a very tight connection between Onas Dvarim and Onas Mamon, so much so that if you are in violation of Onas Dvarim, you're also going to violate Onas Mamon, how can I turn around and say that the definition of Onas Dvarim, right, is about hate speech, is about being mean, and not about taking advantage, right, and giving and manipulating? It just doesn't seem to fit, right? Of all people, the Rambam should be the one to say, it's about manipulation, it's about taking advantage of somebody else, right? So maybe not monetarily, but also, you know, in a non-monetary way. But how does that fit, right? All right, so we'll hold on to that for 1 second. I'm just going to do a quick review of like just the other shitas we saw. As we also saw a third shita. I know we'll leave that on the side. Let's just go straight into the Rambam because it's really important. Yeah, right. Just like look at these two again, right next to each other. The Rambam, right? Kol ma'anes ager bein b'mamon bein b'dvarim is going to be over on 3:11, and they'll write ger lo tone lo v'zu honas dvarim v'lo tachatenu zu honas mamon. You're over on Onas Mamon of a ger, whenever you do Onas Dvarim to a ger. But then he says that what is Onas Dvarim? It's Dmamarim Yachivu V'Yachisu. It's about hate speech. It's about, right, really just using, right, speaking cruelly to your fellow man. So how does that work, right? Okay. So the Rambam clearly thinks that it's not quite a Din B'Mamon. Right, it's definitely, it's a din pogea bechavero, but that pogea bechavero, right, is really must be the yisod behind onas mamo, right? Amei ma over beger alav shahonas dvarim af bahonas mamon, v'alav shahonas mamon af bahonas dvarim, mnei shehotzi akatsa v'shneim b'lashon honas tam, v'kafe alavim beger b'shnei advarim beferosh, lo tonu v'lo tzalach atzen. Okay? That's not very helpful because the Rambam is just telling you like, oh yeah, we know it. Why? Because it's like, technically, like, it's clearly true, right? The Torah calls them both Ona, which is good and helpful in the sense that like, okay, we got to think like, why are they both called Ona Bistam? The Rambam hasn't helped us much beyond that. As Gdola Honas Dvarim Mehonas Mamon, Onas Dvarim is actually the worst of the two categories. Right, and the Gemara kind of says this also. Really, shezeh nitin liyishavon, v'zeh lo nitin liyishavon, v'zeh b'mamono, v'zeh b'gufo. Harei hu omer b'honas devarim v'yaresim l'kachal fi shadavar masul leiv. L'mata kol davar shu masul leiv ne'mar bo v'yaresim l'kachal v'chol tzolik m'honas devarim ne'na miyaj ne'mar ki ani Hashem. This Rambam says, oh, right, onas devarim is really actually much, much worse. Now, a little bit, now again, this is really based on the Gemara, but like the connection these two, I think, right, putting these two halachos together, basically kind of tells us that because the Torah put them together, and Honas Dvarim is really the Avtipus. It's really the, like, the base case. It's really the overarching theme. There's like a subcategory of Honas Dvarim where you do it b'mamon. Okay? And it seems like, what's the Isser of Honas Dvarim? Ultimately, is that you're hurting your friend, you're poge bechaveiro, right? By taking advantage of him monetarily. Right?
Is there a specific thing that Rambam's saying that makes you think he's fitting one within the other? I'm just struggling to fit that into the words here.
Well, first, he says like one, right, automatically triggers the other, basically, by the ger, right? V'bneima over b'ger, alav shal nas tvarim af bonas mamon, v'alav shal honas mamon af bonas tvarim. He says, oh, because the Torah says that they're the same, right? They're both ona. Okay? But then he says, gedola honas tvarim honas mamon. Right after he tells you, right, that they go together, he says, and the greater category is really honas tvarim. Like Zebimonov, Zebigufa. Honas Dvarim is about hurting the person directly. Honas Mamon is hurting the person, must be then hurting person through his money. Because they're both Honah, Bistam, right? Now, why do I want to say this also? Why do I think that this really actually makes sense? Because otherwise you're right. Like, wait, why am I? I'm kind of just going out on a limb here. One second. No. You know what? I just want to compare it for one second with Havanas Panim and then try to like support it a little stronger. The Rambam also has a separate lav, okay, of Havanas Panim, which seems to be the same thing. Okay? And the question is like, how are they different? Okay, Mitzvah Rambam says Mitzvah Shin Gimel says Hira Shalol Levayish Ktatzinu Ktatzinu. You cannot, right, embarrass other people. Vizeh Ha'avon Asher Yikru Oso Malvin Pechan Vero Berab Vaz Hara Shabab Vizeh Hu Amro Ocheach Tochiach Et Amitecha Velo Tisa Alav Chet Sefra Minayin Mechochach To Arba Ochein Shepam Yasev Yochiach Alam Rav Ocheach Tochiach. Okay, so the Torah says you gotta do ochacha, but you gotta make sure not to embarrass the person. Okay, mochiach es chavero tchila lo yidaber lo kashos ad shiachli menu shneimar lo tisa lavchid. Kach amru chachanim yachal atav mochicha upanav mishtanos tamlomar velo tisa lavchid. Mikan she'asur la'adam la'ach le'mes Yisrael v'chol shechem b'rabim. And so it's usur to embarrass someone. Now, we also said I was usur to do an astvarim, which is to say mean things to someone. It's usur to say someone mean something mean to someone as an astvarim, and that's a halacha in Hilchos Mechira, right? On the other hand, in Hilchos Deos, we have this din of you can't be you can't embarrass people, right? Alpha Bisha Machlam is Chavera, in a local love of Ungadlohu, Kahamru, Mam Chavero, in Lochelum Haba, Vichule Vichule, right? It's really, 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 really horrible. Levayish Chavero Birabim, in Katam and Gadol, Laker Bashem Shu Bosh Menu, the Sapra the Fun of Davashu Bosh Menu, Babadar Murum Shabinad Mochavero, the Dvershamaim, in Lochazabo, Besaser, Machlimus of Rabim, Farsim Cheto, Machrifin also, the Fun of the Vazim, the Kalin also, actually Yaksu, the Mutab, Koshasu, Kalin, the Mimisra, right? But if someone's, you know, doing a virus, so then you gotta, you know, gotta get them to do chew. Okay. What's Pshat? Okay. So I want to say like this. What's the difference between these two dinim? How is it that the Rambam puts Onas Dvarim and Onas Mamon together and thinks that Onas Dvarim is about the Milim Kashas? So again, if we remember back from our Dine Ribis Shirim, Right? So the big yesod was that according to the Rambam, there's basic monetary law, which applies to Bnei Noach as well. And then there's a whole different system, right, or a whole different layer, which applies between Jews based on the concept of mutual social responsibility, right? Kind of like this din of achva that requires you to take care of your fellow Jew, not just because you can't cheat them and steal from them, but because you actually have like a proactive obligation to take responsibility for them, to take care of them, and to take care of their well-being. And that requires that in your monetary interactions with them, right, or that any interactions with them, that you really take their interest and their well-being into heart. Right?
Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the mitzvah of Aseh then?
Pardon?
Would that be mitzvah of Aseh then?
So maybe, but what's interesting about it is that it's not just like, oh, you have like a positive obligation to, like, let's say, be nice to people or something like that. What you really have is like this responsive is that, like, if you were to not do it, right, each one of these like lavin things would like be a sort of like a lav, because it transforms your failure to do that into a lav. I could give you an example, like by ribbis, taking ribbis is considered basically like gezel, right? Bitotza, even though you didn't do any maisa gezel, right? But your failure, it's considered like an avera de chamas. It's considered a real financial misdemeanor, even though you didn't steal, the guy agreed to give you the money, right? But because you have a responsibility to this other person and to take care of him, right? It's like the Rambam says, like, the not taking ribbis is really like a chiv tzedakah. Right? Again, one of these, the Rambam says that the reason why you can't take ribbis is because like a chiv tzedakah, right? But if you take ribbis, it's gezel, essentially. Why? Because you have to give this guy tzedakah. Right, so it's the same. I think same idea is like is that a lot of nezikin, a lot of dinim mamonis in choshen mishpat, as opposed to just pure dinim, like pure monetary law, is a lot about your responsibility towards the other person. Right, it's about this idea of achva. In which case, so onah also, right? We think of onah as the same idea. Hashavas Aveda also is kind of similar, right? Monetarily, you don't really have this responsibility. But because you have to take care of this other person, right, that creates a genuine monetary responsibility and obligation. So I think by Onas Dvarim, this idea is also that, right, you have to take care of this other person. You have to look out for him. So anything that you do, right, that like, any like verbally assaulting them is the opposite, right? And monetarily taking advantage of them also, right, falls under the same rubric. But it's all part of this idea that you have overwhelming positive responsibility or underlying positive responsibility of achva, of creating this like social fabric that creates on top of that, right, a genuine monetary responsibility, which violating of would be like gezel or kain gezel and be over on lavin, right? Bringing that back to
something quickly. So yeah. Are you trying to say that it's not even a din ben adam chavero, but it's a din like societal, sociological?
Exactly. And that's why it's a din and din and mechira. Onas dvarim, according to Rambam, is a din and din and mechira. It's not in hilchos deos. Halvanas pnei chavero is of the haftal reachal kamochadin. And therefore, halvanas pnei chavero is in hilchos deos, as you would expect, right? Because that's about your relationship to the other person on a personal level, on what you do to him, right? And how he feels, right? But what's the shortest of the mitzvah of Sorry, you know, let's just look at the Chesiv Archinuch on Habanas Pnei Chaveiro. What's the Shorash HaMitzvah? Shehabushes Tzar Gadol Lebrios, in Gadol Mimenu, Alkein Min Anu Ha'el Mila Tzar Brios of Kokach, Ki Efshal L'Tochacha, B'Yichud V'lo Yisbayish HaChote Kokach. He says, right, it's really hurtful for people to be embarrassed. That's really, really painful. And God doesn't want that. What does he say is the basis of Onas Devarim? Which, as remember, what did he say was the Isser? Was Milim Kashos. Shorash mitzvah zu yadua, ki hu latet shalom ben habrios, v'gadol hashalom shebo habracha mitzuya ba'olam, v'kashe hamachlokes, v'kama klalos v'kama takalos tluyos bo. What's the basis of onas dvarim? Does it say Rachinoch? Right? It's so that we can have peace, so that we can have a peaceful, friendly society, right? And because if people are saying mean things to each other, right, or telling each other you're the son of a ger, or are telling people, oh yeah, you're looking for wheat, yeah go over there, right, all those things lead to machlokas, all those things undermine the social cohesion and social fabric that we want to exist between us, right? So it's this idea of like we're building a social fabric. If you violate that social fabric, right, is why you can't do onas devarim, because that, right, violates the creation of shalom ben abrios and creating the social fabric. If you take monetary advantage, right, so again, that's a violation of the social fabric that says that we have each other's backs, right, as opposed to halbanas pnei chaviro, which really is a chilchos deos din, which says that you can't insult people, you can't hurt their feelings. Right? Why? Because it's not nice to hurt people's feelings, right? I need to make an addenda to my original statement, which is sticks and stones might break my bones, but words are, let's say, halvanas pnei chavera, right? Because that is a din in like the actual pigia that hurts that person. Right? Onas Dvarim, says the Sefer Achinuch, isn't really about the person that you're hurting. It's about your hurting of society. Right? So there are really two different mitzvahs. There's Onas Pnei Chavero is about hurting that person. And then there's Onas Dvarim, which is you're undermining the social fabric. Right? And then on top of that, we have Onas Mamon, which says that social fabric also requires that you not take advantage and you not cheat your fellow man. Right? Even when financially it's not stealing. Because again, stealing is something that's bad, right? You cannot steal. Bnei Noach are not allowed to steal. We have to do more than that because we also have this positive social fabric, right? That says that, okay, well, taking advantage monetarily of each other, even if it's not technically stealing, this other guy agreed, something like Onas Mamon would still be a real problem, right? Because Onas Mamon at the end of the day undermines a social fabric because you have to have each other's back and here you're taking advantage of him. Right? So the Rambam says, oh yeah, the nature of Onas Dvarim is undermining the social fabric, right? But Onas Mamon is also part of that undermining the social fabric. So Onas Dvarim trigger Onas Mamon, right? Because essentially they're both Hona Bistam, right? Let's go back for a second. I want to emphasize again, right? They're both chona b'stam because they're both taking advantage of the other person that undermines the achva, and therefore, right? They're also both dinim and hilchos mechira, as opposed to, right, a hilchos deos din of malbin pnei chavero, which is about the personal feelings that are actually being hurt. Does that make sense to everyone? I'm just going to contrast that for one second with the shittos over here of like the Sefer Hasidim that we saw, right? That it's like seems to be about like actually like v'ahavta re'acha kamocha, making the person uncomfortable, right? Which that seems very parallel to, right, what we're saying about ma'ben pnei chaveru. It's about the feelings that are hurt. It's about the result that happens, right? When someone picks their nose. The Sefer Chasidim says, oh, it seems like you're machiv chavero, it's like onas dvarim, right? Now, you're not trying to hurt anyone's feelings, right? And according to the Rambam, I think it would be impossible to say something like that, because it's really about this dibor, which is pogea, the social fabric, right? If it's a v'haftorecha kamocha thing, like hamal ben pnei chavero, so then it's really about how you made this other person feel. Also, what's the example case of mal ben pnei chavero versus onas dvarim? Onas dvarim is dafka where it's malicious, right? While mal ben pnei chavero is where it's totally like righteously intended, right? It's you're giving the guy tochacha. You're trying to make him be chayzer b'tshuva, right? So of course that's not going to be onah, right? Because that's kufa, like, right? Part of the social fabric is that you have this idea of achva and arvos, which we take responsibility for each other, right? But it if you do it improperly, you're really going to hurt this other person's feelings, right? So that's a haftorach kamocha thing. That's mal ben pnei chavero is about the person. But onas dvarim really might be, or I think according to the Rambam, seems to be this idea of like creating a social fabric, because right, shor es mitzvazu latet shalom bin habriot gadol hashalom shabo habracha mitzuya ba'olam kashe hamachloket. Right, as opposed to malbim ben chavera, which is like, oh, right, insulting people hurts. So the sefer yichin, right, onas dvarim is really about creating shalom. It's about creating a social fabric, and that social fabric really, right, comes with a lot of responsibility, which I like to theorize. My father has, you know, article essentially theorizes that really that's what stands behind ribis and let's say onas mamonis as well. And ultimately, right, the part of the chap of that social fabric is that social fabric isn't just like a musari obligation, but it's a genuine monetary responsibility, right? And it kind of makes sense, because once you're a citizen of a state, so you have to pay taxes and you have to pay all sorts of fees and dues and whatever, right? If you didn't, like, I don't know, use the road yet, or that, why do you have like a financial monetary responsibility? And I think the answer is you don't really, like, as a pure genie moment is then, that, like, in a purely abstract sense, right, we should all be like super libertarian, I think, right? But once you believe that, okay, well, once you have the social fabric that creates actual monetary responsibility, so like they do, like, let's say taxes and whatever, all kind of come with like, okay, even when you personally haven't used it, whatever, your responsibility to society comes with not just like moral responsibility and not just the ability for society to, like, say, ask for money, but these are actual monetary chiyuvim once you're in that social framework, right? And that's a step above just pure dini, like pure monetary law. And that also kind of explains why high mind by lev hevi chasida yasuk mili nezikin, right? Because these dini mamonis dinim are about chasidus. They're about how to interact with your fellow man, not just like this, oh, okay, technical monetary law. Okay, shkayach.